This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A ship bearing humanitarian aid is being loaded and is preparing to leave Cyprus for Gaza after international donors launched a sea corridor to supply aid for the besieged territory facing widespread hunger after 5 months of war. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The European Union's top official, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, told reporters in Cyprus Friday the vessel belonging to Spain's Open Arms aid group will make a pilot voyage to test the corridor Saturday. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps confirmed to the Associated Press the ship is scheduled to depart Saturday and would take 2 to 3 days to arrive at an undisclosed location where the group World Central Kitchen is constructing a pier to receive it. The group has 60 food kitchens throughout Gaza to distribute the aid. Opening a sea corridor to Gaza shows increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in the Strip and a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. Israel says it welcomes the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Poland's foreign minister says the presence of NATO troops in Ukraine is quote, not unthinkable. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Poland's foreign minister has brought up the controversial idea of sending NATO troops to Ukraine. Radek Sikorski said in Polish parliament that the presence of NATO forces is not unthinkable. He added that he appreciated the French president for not ruling out that idea. His comments are part of a larger European debate over how to help Ukraine, as Russia has gained some momentum on the battlefield and Kyiv is running low on ammunition. The US Congress is withholding aid that Ukraine says it critically needs to hold off the Russians. This has put more pressure on Europe to respond to the war that has shattered peace on the continent. I'm Karen Shamas.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A surge of illegal homemade machine guns has helped fuel gun violence in the U.S., AP correspondent Nathan Elgren reports.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says today's threat comes in the form of little pieces of metal or plastic made with a 3D printer or bought online.
Auto sears, Glock switches, forced reset triggers, different kinds of devices, all aimed at doing the same thing, which is making a legal firearm into an illegal machine gun. And people invent new ways to do it. Cheaper ways, quicker ways, more dangerous ways.
Guns with conversion devices have been used in several mass shootings, including one that left four dead at a Sweet 16 party in Alabama last year, and another that left six people dead in 2022 at a bar district in Sacramento. Nathan Elgren, The Associated Press.
Police in Nigeria say armed men have broken into a school in northwestern Nigeria and abducted 15 children. The attack came at about 1 a.m. local time Saturday, about 48 hours after nearly 300 students were seized in a different part of the conflict-hit region. One woman was also abducted by the gunmen, the police said. School abductions are common in Nigeria's conflict-hit northern region, especially since the 2014 kidnapping over 200 schoolgirls by Islamic extremists in Borno State's Chibok village shocked the world. A police tactical squad has been deployed in search of the students. Female representation remains low in U.S. state houses, particularly Democrats in the South. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In 10 states, women make up less than 25% of their state legislatures, according to Rutgers Center for American Women in Politics. At the bottom, West Virginia, just 16 women in its 134-member legislature. Kayla Young is a Democratic state delegate there.
When the women aren't in those rooms, it changes everything.
Across the aisle from her, Republican state senator Patricia Rucker.
It is a huge struggle to get our voices heard. And sometimes the reaction from some individuals are they don't think we should.
At the high end in Nevada, women occupy just over 60% of state legislative seats. I'm Julie Walker.
Large NATO drills in the frigid fjords of northern Norway may be just war games meant to hone the skills of the newly expanded 32-nation military alliance in the event of conflict. But for troops taking part, they are very real. With drills underway now, NATO is baring its fangs in its biggest exercises since the Cold War. They send an unmistakable message to Russia that alliance members are ready to defend each other if needed. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.